ABC Radio Australia.
Samoa is leading the way in the Pacific with its gender quota, where 10% of parliamentary seats must be held by women. This temporary measure was introduced at the country's last election, but it's been at the centre of Samoa's current political situation. The newly formed opposition party FAST, led by Fiame Naomi Matafa, won the April elections, 26 seats to 25, ending HRPP's 40-odd year reign. However, a sixth woman will be added after all the electoral petitions are heard in court, and this could be months. So while Samoa is one of the few Pacific countries to tackle gender inequality, there's still a long way to go. It's among the lowest ranked countries in the world, sitting at 128 out of 140 countries. Can this be turned around? Inga Stunza reports.
The first time Samoa was ever under the rule of one person, it was a woman, Queen Salamasina. She held the country's four paramount chief titles, giving her the status of Te Fa'ifa, the first person to hold the status. Matai, or chiefly titles, are the very social fabric of Samoan society, and in modern Samoa, they are your entry into politics. But 400 years after Queen Salamasina, only 5% of Matai titles are held by women, and about 20 villages of 245 will not allow females to sit on their councils because they argue that being a Matai is traditionally a male domain. So are women automatically disadvantaged when it comes to their potential political influence?
There's a discriminatory element. Those villages who say you can hold title but you can't sit on council, because the whole idea is you get your title no matter what level of title. That's your ticket to be able to sit on council.
Fiame Naomi Mata'afa is Samoa's prime minister-elect.
My point on the Matais, you know, being conferred on women and being able then to sit in village councils is that it's actually families who own the titles. It's not villages. If families are conferring titles on women, why would they not then raise the issue within village councils to say these are the people that they've chosen? The discourse needs to happen at that level. Some villages have now shifted slightly to say that women can hold title. They can function within their extended families, but still cannot sit in village councils.
Fiame says no one has taken this particular issue to court.
There hasn't been a woman who has stood up and said, I want to go into politics, but I've been denied, one, to hold a title, and secondly, to sit in the village council. So, you know, no one's taken up that fight. In some ways, it's easier to do the national thing in reference to the sixth woman issue, because that really has to do with the law and electoral. But, you know, when you're talking about challenging villages, it's villages where people live. So I think that's the difficulty for women. The Matai title is your ticket. So there's a discriminatory element. Those villages who say you can hold title, but you can't sit on council. Because the whole idea is you get your title no matter what level of title. That's your ticket to be able to sit in council for villages. But, you know, I go back to the families. If they are conferring title on women, if they're wanting to confer titles on women, then really it's at that level where they should be taking these issues to the village, because the village is made up of families.
Dr. Rowani Nashu, a research fellow with the Department of Pacific Affairs at Australia National University, agrees, saying things do need to change at the village level.
I have a lot of hope that there'll be a gender balance in the village funnel. So you have this amendment in the constitutional law, but you also have to have some amendments in the customary laws so that they work in tandem to facilitate the pathways for women into politics.
Dr. Nashu went to Samoa in 2016 for the general election that year because it was the first time the country's 10% gender quota was being used. That requires at least a tenth of parliamentary seats to be held by women. If not enough are voted in outright, then the highest polling unsuccessful women take up additional seats. When she was there, Dr. Nashu surveyed 10% of the population to get their views on the quota. On the surface, the majority of people believed there should be more women MPs. But when they dug a little deeper, their true feelings were a little different.
There's a lot of sentiment about only women of high-ranking titles from political families should run, for example, such as Fiamme Ngātoloa'i. And so this kind of reflects, you know, historically Salma Sina, for example. But a lot of other people went to religious doctrine and said women shouldn't be in politics because of their religious beliefs.
This research supports a previous study carried out by the National University of Samoa, where quite a few local governments say women shouldn't sit on village councils for the cultural reason of sacred space, that there is a lot of jesting in language and women should not be subjected to this. But Dr. Nashu says the current customs are based on colonial and missionary influences where men are considered the head of the house.
This issue about women matai also reflects what's happening now with the elections, where in the constitution of Samoa, for example, it forbids discrimination on the grounds of sex. But also in Article 100, it provides protections for custom use where matai titles shall be held in accordance with Samoan custom and uses and with the law according to Samoan custom and village. And so that Village Whānau Act of 1990 actually is what the village councils have used for refusing women matai in the first instance, and then in the second instance, if they do have women matai, refusing them to sit on the village councils or whānau.
So how can that change?
And it gets a little bit harder because Samoa's now considered a Christian state. We need the church to actually step up and demonstrate more leadership to help promote more women into those positions of leadership within the village. And I guess it's a little bit hard, right? Because in actual practice, women actually have a very strong role in supporting what happens in churches. So it's about kind of elevating that status to not just be a really strong supportive role, but also an important decision-making role as well.
Dr. Nashu points out there is a big assumption too that women even want to be matais and want to run for politics.
For some younger women, they have no aspirations to be matai or to go into politics because it's so messy and because it's complex, and they feel they can make a bigger impact and difference to society outside of politics. So I think it's more about providing the supporting pathways for those women who want to be front and centre, but also recognising that there are successes that women who aren't matai and who aren't in parliament, who are doing for Samoa, who are leaders in their own right. And so then it's redefining what success is.
Dr. Nashu says the 10% gender quota, which has been at the centre of recent political drama, has at least raised awareness with people talking about the issue, whether they agreed with women's representation or not.
Inga Stunzner with that report, and that music was performed by Ura Tabu Pacific Dance.